Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
He really put on the... I can't stop looking at it. How long is that supposed to last?
I was telling Baker, until I no longer find it funny.
No, but I'm saying how long do they...
Oh, literally last.
Let's say you were serious and you really want... Like, how long was it supposed to last?
What do you mean, if I was serious?
Like, let's say you really needed it.
I am serious, first of all.
Okay, anyways.
It's human hair, so it's gonna last as long as you take care of it, it'll last like a regular unit. It'll last, you know,
for a while.
Years. Can you see tone or no?
Yeah, I can see, but it's kind of claymated and you know, but you're not worried about that. The audio was key. As long as y'all can see me, right?
Yeah.
All right, we are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. We got Migos on stage.
Right.
They called me Bake Off.
We got Kev on stage in the building with his new crop.
With his new unit.
Yeah.
Looks ridiculous.
The unit shall not be televised.
Have you been out in the community with that?
Oh, yeah. White people have no idea what's going on. They're just like, oh, a young dreadlocked gentleman was in line.
Kev, black people have no idea what's going on with that hair right now. No one knows. Everybody thinks you're shooting a secret movie for Tyler Perry.
The funny thing is, we're just getting started. I've got to measure my head so I can get orders. I got some cornrows on back order.
Oh, my God.
I got the LaMelo Ball coming in. I got a... I'm getting this one turned into plaits later.
Are you at least gonna grow out the sides? So like,
No. I'm going to have this. I'm not growing out my bald. The thing is though, because I'm bald, so I still have to. If I don't shave my head regularly, then I'll get razor bumps. So I still have to shave my head, and then I just don't be feeling like wearing it all the time either. So, and then I'm going to the dentist after that. I'm going to pull up at the dentist. They're going to be like, yo, I mean, quarantine was like 3 months. You could not have possibly. But you know, white people don't want to say anything. So they'll just be like, okay.
Oh, yeah. They definitely going to say nothing. They aren't going to say a thing.
No, they don't know they don't know what's offensive anymore. So they're just like, what?
They're going to see the bald on the side and still be like, okay, time out. They're not going to say a word.
This is like 8 years of hair growth. And they're going to be like, I just don't understand black people at all. I don't understand a thing about them.
What's making me laugh is like, I mean, clearly everybody knows what you're doing, but like the Kirk Franklins and everybody else who's like hiding it. It's like, we know you did it.
Yo, I saw your video about that. I'm going to tell you, Keon, this is the thing though. This is what people got to understand. When you just do it and don't acknowledge it and just move forward as if your hairline was like that, people legit forget. Like, nobody's going back to check Kirk Franklin's album covers.
I just happened to look. I just happened to look.
And I was talking to Kirk. He was on my conference. I didn't even think about it. And I remember when he came out. But the Lord healed him, and that's all that matters. When Kirk came out, he had the coldie. He had the nice neighborhood.
My mom is the one that actually made me kind of think about it. She was like, why does his hair look like that? And I just thought he had, like, the Jermaine Jackson, like, too much crap in it, trying to darken it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I looked again. I was like, because it's not real. And then I just happened to watch that video. I was like, wait a minute. Like, the only person I've seen own it was Deion Sanders. Deion was like, I'm coming back,
Deion didn't care at all.
Deion was like, I'm coming back. This is my new hair. Y'all gonna take it.
And what are you gonna do? You can't get people literally just tweet at me all caps. Take it off.
Yours is different because it's obviously like you're not trying to pull it off as, hey guys, this is no, I don't know what you're talking about. Like LeBron, he still won't acknowledge. It's like, dude, just say it. Like we know.
Keon, he doesn't have to say anything. He can just, it came off when he was taking his headband off. He pulled the roof off.
It came off in a game, bro. It came off in a game. He'd be dead
serious too. He'd be like, nah, it's serious business.
And he pulled it down like it was no in a game. And
he'd be having the shoe polish right here. It'd be like right here. It'd be like, what y'all talking about, man?
Bro, it's
right, check off. Check ball.
Slid up.
Check ball, bro. Check up.
He be wiping the ink out of his eyes. Check ball, yo. Check ball.
He doesn't have it. He has the unit piece like that's like glue, and it slid up one game. And Anthony Davis was like, hey, your hair. And he was like, oh. And he slid it down. It's like, yo, just.
Keon, he's too rich to. Listen, being bald is a choice. LeBron is too rich to have to be bald. He doesn't
Which
have
is fine.
To.
I just be like, yeah, so what?
No, Keon, like, he doesn't owe you anything. He can just go on with his life like it was always like this, and you're going to deal. You're just going to deal with it.
Nobody asked him straight up.
I think he might have said it. I don't know for sure, but I think Keenan had told me LeBron in an interview was like, I'm never cutting it off. So I don't know if that was, about it? Yeah, I don't know if that was like he was never going full bald or what, but I think Keenan said in an interview that he mentioned that I'm doing this, but he's never addressed the unit. He said he's not cutting his hair, but he's never
getting a fifth for the unit's sake.
And I always look at Kirk Franklin now, and I'm always saying like, why does he look different to me? And I remember telling Kev that I was like, he looked different, and then I guess it was the hair.
Yeah,
it was something about it. Like when I see him nowadays, and I was just like, "Why he look different?" And I didn't know it was the.
Some people
the
are saying piece. They think it's not just hair because they said his jawline's different.
He looks different in the face.
Let me tell you guys what. I'm all for plastic surgery.
I am not.
I would get my man boobs lowered. I would get liposuction. I will listen.
Liposuction,
suction. I'll do whatever I want to. Let me land a $10, $15 million movie, right? Let Marvel be like, you're going to have to get in shape. I was like, you bet your butt I'll be in shape. Dr. Miami, this is what I need. Abs, pecs, calf muscles. I need it by the 15th of November because I'm in the new Marvel movie. Done. I would take their money for the healthiness and cut my body into shape.
People really be approaching plastic surgery like that. It's like every time you go under the knife, that is a risk.
Yeah.
People be doing it like it's just like, no, I'm just going in to get my teeth cleaned. Like, no, they're cutting your body open.
They are cutting your body open. And the thing is
that ride with it.
People be like, man, people don't be loving themselves, man.
No.
They don't be loving themselves. So they be like, bro, chop me up. They be going with a picture of another human and being like, I want their nose, her chin, their ears. Like, people don't be happy, man. I get it.
And have the people they go in and look like already didn't have surgery. You're not even going to look like the real them.
Yep.
You're not even the organic them when they came out. You're not even doing that. You're getting the refurbished. It's just,
bro, you think Kylie Jenner gets that much money if she doesn't change some stuff?
I think if she did it so early, I actually felt bad for her.
Oh, like, I feel terrible for her.
You've been raised in a household and a society where it's like, yeah, at that age, just start cutting yourself up. Like, that's just terrible.
Your face isn't even matured yet. You don't know what you look like.
Yeah, you didn't give you a chance to fill out.
You didn't give it any kind of, we all grew up with so many people who were quote unquote late bloomers. In high school, junior high, you was like, and then one day you seen him, he's like, oh, okay.
God wasn't even done with her yet.
Yeah, she didn't give herself a chance. She was like, nah, I got to do this because this is the freak show of family that I'm in.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
God.
Can you imagine being in that family and just being like, I just want to work at Target. They're like, what? I just want to scan stuff, man. I want a lo-fi thing. I just want to put shirts back. I want to, stock corn and go boop. That's all. They're like, no, nah, man, you got to have a business. Like, I don't want, I just want to clock in.
Yeah, I think Rob is like that. And that's why he just kind of disappeared.
I forgot about Rob Kardashian.
Exactly. Really, moment. He was just like, you know what? I'm out. I just want to eat ice cream and get fat and be left alone. Like, I just don't. I don't
know why. He tried it, though. He tried life. He just failed at it.
He was no match for Black China, bro.
He was no match. He tried it. I was like, I'm going to be the guy. And it was like, no, you're not.
Black China was Ivan Drago against Apollo Creed. You're like, man, I thought this was an exhibition. Like, no, I'm trying to kill you. I want you dead. This is the thing. By the way, Drago, take it easy, man. What the heck? We are here for the kids. This is for the charity. You out here playing for you playing for keeps?
Yo, when he jumped up and punched Apollo, like it was one thing. He jumped up and fell into the punch. I was like, what? Who's doing this in the ring? That was a UFC move in 80s boxing.
And he was already 6'8". And it's like, bro, this ain't even the real amount of rounds. He killed Apollo in the 6th round. It was like 3 rounds. It's not even scheduled for 12 or 15. He was bloodthirsty, man. It was ridiculous.
I hated that death, man. They had to kill him off like that.
He didn't throw the towel.
They had to kill him like that, man. Apollo been in every movie up until that point. He's like, let's kill him off. Carl Weathers, you're dying this time.
No. Wait, right,
yes.
And you're not just
is there a story behind that? Like, why they killed him off?
I don't know.
I think they just set up Drago as the like, this guy is real serious business.
Yeah.
It made it compelling, though, because it was like, good Rocky. This was a good Rocky. Rocky 3 was good, too, because Mr. T was killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Rocky, was Drago Rocky 4, right?
Yeah.
It was perfect because members, you know, in 3, you know, Sylvester Stallone was like, I'm on MTV Cribs, man, forget boxing, man. I love the Clubber Lane. Clubber Lane was like, I'll train the basement with the rats. Like, you don't want this. You, I'm in the mud. You understand me? I get it. I'm fighting. I'm punching pots and pans. Getting ready for this. Man, I love Clubber Lane. He was not playing, when
I
seen that,
I was like, yo, this is the best. I was loving it. Mr. T was prime real estate back.
Is that your favorite Rocky 4?
4 is my favorite.
I think 4 is my favorite as well.
Yeah,
just because you had a clear villain. Like, even in 3, Clubber Lane, he was like, I hate him. But you was like, nah, but he's the black guy. Like, I can't hate him all the way.
And also, like, they set us up to hate Rocky. Like, Rocky was the one acting like a jerk in
at first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he, like... Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, like, even in Rocky 1, I still was like Team Apollo. Like, I really didn't pull for Rocky all the way until 4. Because he was going against black dudes the whole time. And I was like, why am I rooting for this guy?
I never even factored race into it at that time. I was still on some wrestling stuff. Like, Apollo was cocky. I was with Rocky in the underdog story. I didn't like him in 3. I was like, oh, you're feeling yourself. You made it, you know. I loved him the most in 4. And I loved his acting, like Sylvester Stallone the most in Creed. Punch Drunk Rocky, No Friends.
Yeah.
I was like, this man is, this is the best performance ever. Like, all his friends were dead, pushed me to the edge. It was a lot, man.
He got an Oscar nomination for that.
It was totally worthy, man. He was taking the hat off, all like, hey, man, you know,
he was so humble, like, when he was alive. And he was just like, you know, I'm just happy to be alive.
Adrian, he's always been a good character for me. Like, Rocky Balboa has always been like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He'd be rude because he's so, like, humble.
Yeah.
And then when he wilded out, which is understandable, he wilded out for a millisecond, and then he got humbled. Then he lost it all in 5. It was back on the block. I'm like, come on, man.
Rocky is actually a terribly sad story over all the movies. Like, he didn't never get it back. He lost it all and then stayed broke. He had the little tiny apartment.
He had the restaurant. He wasn't broke. He wasn't rich no more. There's a difference between broke and not rich.
But compared to where he was, living in that apartment still.
That apartment was not, that's regular people apartment.
I think he's a minimalist though. I think he could have.
Yeah, by design, like, of having no money.
He's just like,
all poor people are minimalist.
Like, Adrian's gone. he never, other than, like they said, when he wilded out for a minute, he's like, I don't care. You know, I just. I'm going to go read to Adrian and give Polly a drink. Like, he could afford to buy Polly a drink every day. He wasn't poor.
He wasn't poverty stricken, but he would have been on a 30 for 30. Where are they now? For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He was too loyal too, man. Polly was like,
Polly was trash.
Polly was trash, man. And he was the bad father too in Creed. He came back.
Speaking of fathers, Kev, how you doing with the boys? Are they still turning their backs on you?
The unit didn't help my kids.
I knew it wasn't going to help. I knew it wasn't going to help.
Well, forget that, man. You want to turn your back on me? Turn all the way. Don't go three quarters. I'll push you over the edge, huh?
I picture Zay looking at you getting it done like, sick of this. And then he just went back in his room with a hot pocket.
Listen, Nanto, when he saw it, he just pulled out a pack of Newports. He was just like, you know what, man? Hey, he pulled it out the pack. He didn't even dig in. He just...
Yeah,
he did the match out. Like this. He was smoking in the living room. I was like, man, take it outside. He was like, nah, man.
He's smoking. He's like, you know what, Dad? Honestly, I'm glad school ain't starting again. I don't want to go back. You know what I got to deal with at school? Huh? Because of you.
People, they watch your content, man.
He goes like, this is going to be a good session. It's going to be a good session with Dr. Smith this week. I'll tell you that much. He laid down on the couch.
They were both greatly disappointed in the unit.
I want to see the flat top. I ain't going to lie.
Keon, listen, you hear me? If I'm not touring, I am trying out new looks weekly. Hilarious. Literally, when I finish with this, I'm measuring my head so that I can get all types of stuff.
That's so
funny. I'm pulling up with whatever, all the things I wanted in my life. Kid in Play, you know how bad I wanted that? You know, I wanted, remember how big kids thing was?
How long did that took now?
Bruh, I don't even, I literally tried to understand how it even that grew that high. That
took a while.
Years.
And then to get it,
it was perfect.
That's a long time. Yeah, that's a long
bro,
time.
Bro, listen, guys. Steve Harvey had it for a minute. Nobody questioned it.
He did. No one knew.
Nobody knew. I remember
back
the
then,
first time.
He was a pioneer.
He was a pioneer. My brother
His edge was always crisp.
Too crisp, Tom.
It was perfect every
But the barbers
time.
Was telling us, because everybody would go in the barbershop and be like, I want a Steve Harvey line. They was like, oh, you got to use the razor line. That's how razor lines got popular. And everybody's like, okay, well, that's how I get it. And then they were trying to sell us that it was just because he used a razor.
Yep. Mm. I remember when my brother, I was in the barber shop and they was like, the barbers were like, listen, man, we've been having a meeting. Steve, it's not what you think. And I was like, what do you think? And then they showed me, they're like, it's too crisp, Kev. It's too crisp. It's too perfect all the time. They're like, he takes it off at night. And I was like, nah, man. Because they showed me, what always kills you is the stock footage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they showed
that
some
ball
old
spot in the back.
Yeah, the Def Comedy Jam. He had the ceiling myth. He had the beginning of the year. He had the moon roof. You know, it wasn't full sun, but he was peaking. And they're like, bro, you don't go from that to that high and perfect. It's just not possible.
If there was no internet though, he could have got away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids and that dog. he would have got away with it. I mean,
what about hair plugs?
She did all the surgeries before anybody knew about the surgeries.
But the hair plugs.
Yeah, they
but no, Elon Musk has the hair plugs. They look good. You wouldn't know he had hair plugs.
Steve Carell got them after the first season of The Office.
Did he?
Yes. If you watch season one of The Office, he was fade away. He was MJ.
Oh, wow.
He was fading away on every corner. Season
this
two.
This is rampant out here.
Oh, Tone. It's a whole thing. Season two, he got the full order. He came back with it tucked in, full. And he never turned back. He was like, I'm.
But for the record, I'm not mad at it because women have been doing this since forever.
Since the beginning of time. So,
like, I would never do it because I honestly, I can't wait. I want to go. But I'm not mad at anybody who's doing it because women have been. When I saw that video recently of the guy with the gray and the bald and came back and he was 30, I was like, get him. Catfish them all.
They resurrected. And women also have makeup. Women have choices. Men, we are just
waist
ugly.
Trainers. They got everything under the sun and it had it since forever.
Since forever. Manicure, pedicure, makeup,
y'all
contour.
Y'all got girdles.
Nah, man.
I've, nah.
Look at the sitcoms. Look at the sitcoms in the early 80s and 70s. We was out here full cul-de-sac. James Evans had nothing here. It looked like my headphones. This was the hair in the 70s. They was dramatic scene. Hair was just done. Meanwhile, the women on the show were wigged up. Everybody.
White dudes are trying to comb over, but you knew what it was. You saw it.
Man. George Costanza. Come on, man.
It was but a
George Costanza really was 30 at the time he was filming that. God was like, nah, man, it sucks for you.
He was
that short and bald.
Short, stocky, bald man.
Man.
Dudes are just taking it. And
I felt for him. I was like, yeah, George, you got a lot going on, man.
Dudes are just taking it. And it didn't get popular to go bald until Jordan went bald. And everybody's like, okay, we can do this. And that was only black dudes. White dudes are still like, I can't because you're going to think I'm a racist. I can't even cut my hair. I want to breathe.
The only bald white man was a Kojak.
What was that?
Kojak, it was a detective on the show. He was bald.
Let me pull him up.
Bald. Telly Savalas. He was out here bald headed.
Then, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he
rocked it. But it went with his character, though.
And then Captain Picard, he had the sides.
Yeah, he had the sides.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan had the sides with the long, with nothing on the top.
Nothing on the top. Rocking it.
Long
on the side. He was like, me in the holsters, and his hair was just, his top was shiny.
The funniest thing Hulk Hogan ever did is when he went to court and he had the business one. He was like, well, I got to go black for this one. I can't go with the red, so let me go with this one's for court. Oh,
man. You got to match it up with the setting. You got to match it up. Get the courtroom. It's the courtroom.
I was complete Hulkamaniac. I bought wrestling hook, line, and sinker, man. I was all in as a kid. I was like, this is real fighting.
When you watched wrestling, did somebody spoil that it was fake for you, or did you notice it?
I think it might have been I think it was a combination of both. I remember hearing whispers that it was fake when I was a kid, and I was like, man, no, man, Papa Shango, you saw that. It was blood coming. And that was my thing to believe. Like, I pointed to the most obviously fake thing, and I was like, he made blood come out of the Ultimate Warrior. You think that's fake? Right?
I remember I saw, they showed a bad angle one time of, like, I was watching back in the day, like, old, like, when Andre the Giant and then was still going. And they showed the camera angle was bad, and they showed one of the hits, but it completely missed. Like, it wasn't even close. And he falls out, and I was like, hey, Dad. And my dad was just like, oh, boy. I was like, hey, man, he didn't, is this real? He was like, well, you know. And I was like, wait. And I was the type of kid, I went to school and spoiled it for everybody. I was like, y'all know that this ain't real, right?
Keon ruined lives. He couldn't wait either. I recorded it. Come to my house. I'll show you the fakeness.
And every time somebody came over, I'd be like, look. I spoiled Santa Claus in first grade for my entire class.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
I was like, none of this is real, guys. None of it.
What did you get out of that, Keon?
What did you get out of
it? I don't know. I think I just, even as a kid,
dropping the hot scoop.
Even as a kid, I'd be like, why are y'all doing this stupid stuff? Like,
I was Keanu's just an anarchist as a child. If I can't have it, no one can.
I was just like, this is not.
Keon was a joker. He came home riding his bike, head out the window. Like, some kids just want the world to burn.
You know what what made me do it was the arguments that people would have over it. And I'd be like, well, none of it's real anyway. Like, I was trying to dead the arguments. I've hated arguments since I was a kid. And I was like, this is not real. Why are you arguing about this?
Man, the fact that the funnier thing to me is like, people know it's not real, like, as adults, and they're just like, I don't care. Like, it's just like reality TV with athletics, and I'm bought into the storyline. And
we talked about that today. We talked about that today because I was like, I don't understand, because somebody had brought up Kanye, and then obviously Will and Jada's popular, and I was like, I honestly want to get into the psyche of people who find this stuff entertaining, because, like, I really be like, you know. And for the wrestling guys, I was like, just explain it. I don't need you. I don't have to agree. I just wanted to explain, like. And the wrestling guys was like, they know it's fake, but like you said, it's like a soap opera. It's a storyline of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But I've yet to have anybody explain to me why they like reality TV or hot gossip and drama. All they say is, I'm here for it.
Keon.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, and it's escapism. Whether or not it's real or not isn't important. I just don't want to think about what's happening in life. So these people playing characters, I can get caught up. Like, I was doing research on some fake YouTubers for a podcast, right? These people are doing the fakest pranks ever, clickbait titles. It's just completely not, I mean, like fake sleep, pull your air mattress into the pool, which took 10 minutes and he's still faking sleep, right?
Yeah.
And I found myself in the comments like, man, she's got to get find a better husband. I'm like, hold on, Kat, what are you doing? You're supposed to be researching. I caught myself, I was in the comments defending her anger. They had a fake cheat on you. So it's like Flavor of Love. We knew nobody wanted Flavor Flav. But New York was just too doggone entertaining, man. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm all in. My sister-in-law is a Spelman graduate, Netflix executive, and she loves all the trash reality stuff. It just, it's escapism, man.
So escapism, that's the thing.
Yeah, like, and it's also hard to avoid. Like, whether you want to talk about Kanye or not, it's all over your timeline every time he does something. Like, you can't even get away from it. So you feel like, you know, and especially in our business, your audience wants to hear your thoughts on stuff. So you end up talking about stuff you don't even necessarily want to talk about.
And I really struggle with that. I really struggle because I don't, we pretty much bombed last week talking about Will and Jada. Cause like, I was like, okay, it's hot, but I really like, it's a struggle for our business for me to try and muster up like the Kanye videos. I scroll back. I didn't even watch them.
I did. Let me tell you what, it was really helpful for me. Kanye put Dave Chappelle on the spot to tell a joke, and Dave was like,
oh, I hated that scene.
Oh, Tone.
I hated it.
Oh, I was finally like, Dave had flown to see him, and they were standing there recording, and Kanye was like, you're the comedian, tell a joke. And Dave was like,
That's the worst thing we go through as comedians.
And you know what, Tone? I was just like, why I loved it, it's because Dave is at the top of his game and even he cannot avoid people putting you on the spot and saying, this man is trying to help you through a mental crisis. And you're like, be funny. And he's like, it doesn't work like that.
The pressure was on. Give us something funny, Dave. We need this. And they standing there. Dave is just like, oh, God damn.
Tony, if he could have crawled into a hole inside of himself, he would have just.
Cringe city.
It was the worst. And they was really like, it wasn't a joke. Kanye was like, do it, man. We need it, man. You know what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Dave had nothing. So he was like, come on, man, we need uplift me. And Dave was like, that ain't even my type of material.
Right.
Like, I haven't had coffee. They were just like, where's the joke at? He was like, I don't want to get out of it. So there was nowhere to go.
Keep the cameras rolling, Dave.
They would not let him. You're in the middle of Wyoming. There's nowhere to hide. Man. And
why,
you know what's going on. You
why
know
do people
what's going
do
on
that?
The internet.
Why do people do that to us? Because it doesn't work with any other profession. Nobody ever, like, they'll do it to singers. They'll be like, she'll sing something real quick or whatever. But, like, why?
But nobody wants to do it. Even singers don't want
to
do it.
No, they don't.
They'll do it
to medical people. They don't want to do it to doctors. Like, hey, you're a surgeon, man. Chop me up.
If you work anywhere in any type of facility involving health, you get hit up all the time. I broke my leg. I'm like, I'm a foot doctor. But you know, you went to school. So I know they get it too. But you're a nurse. You know how heart surgery. Like, I don't.
But that's asking an opinion. They don't be like, do what you do.
But no,
like,
but it's still.
I would understand if somebody asks us an opinion about comedy. Like, you're a comic. What do you think about that? I understand that. But
it's still that same. It's still that same thing, though. It's like, you know, people come up because they don't know your expertise. They just know you work at the hospital. I'm going to ask you about a gunshot wound. You're like, I'm pediatrics.
But
you know, like, if you get shot in the hips, what's going to happen? But for us, it's just different. It's like the jokes.
And then our thing, like, our part.
But they wouldn't they wouldn't ask them to take it out of them or whatever. They wouldn't be like, yo, fix this.
No, but it's a different lane of people hitting you up about your profession.
For us, he's saying, do the joke.
Right.
For them, it's, I got a cough. What is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Tone's saying is everybody has their part. Ours and singers is do the thing right now.
Right.
Do the thing you're good at right now.
Yeah.
where doctors, it's like, help me with anything, no matter what your skill set is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a doctor, man. I got a toothache. Like, no, that's a dentist. Man, you know, y'all be wearing the white jacket.
You
know,
you went to school. Y'all was there across the way. It's in my body, right? You know the human body. And it's like, come on, man. I can only imagine.
You're going to have to do it. You're not. I don't say you're going to have to do it. But what you're really hearing from your audience is, we value your opinion. We want to know what you think on it, as opposed to you have to talk about stuff you don't want to talk about. Like, of course, you can choose not to, of course. But it's actually a benefit for your audience to be like, hey, man, I'm curious to see, you know, what you think about it, because I value your opinion on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what people are saying. And that's why I end up talking about stuff I don't necessarily want to talk about. Because for whatever reason, I feel like Kanye is going to last for a lot longer because it's the American celebrity culture thing too. Like, we just care what celebrities do. And then on top of that, Kanye had legit fans. Like, people really loved him for his music. So you're tuning in hoping he gets better, and he's, you know, he's struggling. So it's like the COVID thing. Like, America as a country is set up perfectly to have coronavirus longer than any other country, just because we're like, I'm American, I can do what I want. And we're like, yeah, you know, we get that. But, you know, we need to all wear masks. They're like, no, it's like, whatever you want, if they want us to wear masks, they'd be like, if you're really American, you wouldn't wear the mask. They'd be like, what? You don't tell me what to do. Yeah. I want to be safe now. Like, whatever you're telling, America is like a petulant teenager. Like, we just want to do the opposite of what our parents say to do. So other countries are like, oh, we should all wear masks. Okay.
And they're dumb.
They
with
just
it too.
Did it. Yeah. Or Japan was like, mask. Good. We love masks.
We've been doing this. Masks
for years. Good. Before y'all was even, we invented the mask. We love
they it. They found out it wasn't a choice. Wait. Oh, I thought we had to wear these anyway. Right. Like,
they came, they was watching us like, oh, you're wearing the mask? I was born in it.
They went right on us. When I went to Japan, it was like, you feel odd not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently in their culture, if you even have a hint of feeling sick, it's common courtesy to wear the mask so you don't get other people sick. Yeah. And they have like more of a culture that cares about your neighbor. I don't even know my neighbors. Screw them. Achoo. Like, that's how America does stuff. Yeah. We just don't.
You know what's wild? I went on a hike yesterday and I wasn't wearing it. And then the more people came by, I put it on that tip. Like, you know what? I'm looking out for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I put it on the, even though I don't like them, it's just when other people are around, though, I'll be like, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
To put you at ease, just to, you know, not be a jerk.
And that's the thing, like, that common decency is all we're really asking. And people are like, no, though, it's not my right. I saw a funny tweet yesterday. The person was like, you can't make me wear my mask as I force myself to wear a seatbelt that the government says. I drive the speed limit because the government says. I go to a restaurant that the health code says is safe. Like, we follow all these other rules. But if you remember, well, not remember, but I was researching this randomly. People fought seatbelts.
They were like,
if I want to go through the windshield and die, then it's my right. And it's like, why would you want to do that?
I remember when seatbelts became a thing, because it was hard for me to remember to put it on. It wasn't always. I remember we used to ride in the back of the trucks. You know what I mean? With no top or nothing. You could just do whatever you wanted. And then cigarettes, no smoking indoors. I remember all that.
I remember no smoking indoors. I was like, this is great. Because this, if you don't smoke,
you hate it.
It is the worst.
Oh, man. That's why every time I went to the club, I would feel sick after, because of all the smoke I was around.
Oh.
The next morning, I'd be like, one nostril was closed up every time. Like, wild night, huh, guys? Like, yeah, the smoke. You're like, Tony,
it's
you got a hangover from the smoke.
It's in
everything.
Your hair, too,
it's
Maya.
Hair, your
you
fingers.
Have, I mean, like, you see where I'm at. It's terrible.
We know.
Oh, Lord.
We know Maya.
About that. Yeah.
I got to
watch
the unit.
It's impossible to get out.
Yeah, like even bowling. I would hate.
I was about to say that. Bowling, bro.
Bowling was like Smoke City.
Man. Mm. And bowling's so fun. And I'd be like, I don't want to be in here because it stinks.
And the thing is, the non-smoking section didn't even matter. Yeah, like, smoke was like, I'm in every section. You hear me? Yeah. I'm everywhere. If you can smoke in this part, like, you ever seen the airport, like in Atlanta, they have the smoking room?
Oh, my God. Like, they be in there, like, just standing in it, too. They like, yeah, we in there. Be a bunch of people look all smoky and sick in there.
They look like the poor unfortunate souls in the Little Mermaid. They're just like,
they'd be doubling up.
5-hour flight.
Yeah, we in here. I'd be like, ugh. You know, I always look in that window with judgment. I'd be like,
I understand. You know who I judge the hardest? I get everybody like that's like, I don't know, you know, 40 and up. The ones who grew up on the commercials, and I'm like, how did you start? Like,
right
we were all in high school probably when we saw the lady smoke out of her neck.
Yes.
How, from anybody from that age down, how did you start? How did that and was like, I want that. I want to put that in my neck, take a puff, and blow it out.
And it was all moist. Ultimate.
Disgusting.
And when that should have been all you need. Like.
When the hole closed around the cigarette and grabbed it for the puff and then released, I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no. The hole
was the most effective commercial I've ever seen in my... The hole was like, yeah. It was disgusting.
That hole took that cigarette from her, grabbed it, and then was like, take it back. Bitch.
Why like, she's I was still like, smoking, God. By the way? Like, she didn't learn her lesson by the time
well,
she
that was the point. That was the point that they're so addictive. I have this hole and I can't stop.
Ah, got
she
it.
She said in the commercial, she was like, they say nicotine is not addictive. They panned out. She took the puff and said, how can they say that? And I was like,
and that wasn't enough. The kids was like,
I was.
It's not going to be me. That's. I don't see how they just look through that.
Yeah.
The thing is, that was like, this is your brain on drugs. I was like, okay, it's eggs.
Yeah, it's eggs. You know, I'm like, hungry.
And actually,
I don't care.
I'm actually hungry now. This is really effective, different commercial.
But make a sandwich.
Yeah, I was like, some sunny side up. Okay, over easy. Yeah. Right.
The fried egg sandwich was life.
Yeah.
But they just took that same commercial.
But the next smoke? I was like, Jesus, this is
it was so graphic.
Effective.
It was so graphic.
But you got to take it there for these kids.
Like anybody 35 and under who smokes, I'd be like, I don't get how. Like if they did those brain on drugs commercials and be like, this is your brain on drugs. And then like cut somebody's scalp open and then I would be like, like I would have never did any drugs.
They should have just cut to a scene from Narcos. Then we would have been like, man, the drug game is crazy.
Right. Or they should have had real junkies in like, this is your brain. This is, and had people like, they should have
just leaning.
Like, it should have been blurred out. Somebody sucking dicks. Like, just like, they should have had freaked us out.
Yeah. You got to take it there, man. Show us everything.
Yeah.
Show the whole family getting killed from a drug deal. Just like the kids too. Like, but the kids, yes, drugs. Well, God, no.
Like when we were kids, they were never specific about. I was always looking for someone to come around the corner and be like, hey, you want some drugs?
Yeah.
And nobody ever did that. That was like, man, where's the people at doing that? They don't care about their future, huh, guys? They're never gonna go to middle school. You know what I mean? But peer pressure isn't that. It's you're at a party with your friends and everybody's smoking and they're like, do you want to do it? And you're just like, well, I can't say no because then I won't think I'm cool. That is what drugs really is. Nobody just says drugs and you want some drugs?
Yeah.
What kind?
Just I never got approached by that guy in the alley with the trench coat like, hey, kid.
Nah.
And he opened it up and he had all these pills and stuff like, you want to try one of these? You want to have some fun? It never happened.
I was prepared for that. That day never came.
Dare was a complete failure.
Only good thing about Dare was the font. The shirt was great.
The shirt
was fantastic.
Branding was...
Listen, guys. Wars against ideas never work. War on drugs. War on terror. War against stuff. Ideas don't work. Because people are individual.
Like Tony, how Tony said he was scared of, you know, STDs because of the graphics. That's what scared me.
Oh,
you got to get graphic. I was all for it. I was like, when my friends started having sex, like at an early age, I was like, I'm about to have sex too. No condom, raw. I'm about to be about this. Like, I'm going to get me some sex. And they showed the full-blown herpes and the full-blown genital, the full-blown genital warts. I was like, I almost took my penis off and threw it in my locker and was like, I'm never using this ever again.
I saw something where it was a vagina and it looked like a honeycomb was on it. And I was like, this image was seared in my mind for years. I was just like, man, people be out here. And they kept zooming in the textbooks. And I was just like, but see, this thing about sex is the women were still enticing. So you're like, well, and once you found out if you do the proper stuff, it might not be that. You're like, well, I mean, I've got some options. Yeah.
But like, hey, they make you forget.
Yeah.
It'd be that one girl to make you forget health class. Like, right. But her. You know,
who was y'all celebrity? I remember my celebrity crush that didn't make sense was Cindy Crawford. I remember when I was a kid, I saw Cindy Crawford.
Why didn't that make sense?
I'm gonna tell you why. I was like, man, Cindy Crawford. And one of my friends was like, but by the time you're her age, she's gonna be 50. And I was like, and that just ruined Cindy Crawford me. She was great.
She still looks good.
Yeah, she was the
Cindy Crawford still looks good.
She was everywhere. She was drinking them Pepsis. I was like,
The Pepsi were so refreshing when she was drinking.
She had that mold, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the mold had its own little Pepsi. It was a little tiny Pepsi.
What if the mold took a cigarette? I was like, how can you say that? I was like, no Pepsi! If that mold would have smoked, I'd have been done.
If she took a sip and then gave the mold a sip, I would have been out. No Pepsi.
I'm out.
I'm done with you, man. Cindy Crawford and Halle Berry, I think, were the most beautiful people on the planet.
Halle Berry and the Flintstones movie, that was porn for me. That was full porn. When she laid on that desk and said, Mr. Flintstone, I was fully erect. I was like, you got to pause. I got to go to my room. You have to turn this up. I'm done. I was done.
She was the best part about that Catwoman movie. Catwoman was a terrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But she was great.
See, that Flintstones, man. It took me a couple of tries to watch that movie fully.
I don't even remember that movie.
I had to stop.
Anything about that movie.
I just met her. She had the furry bathing with the midriff out and the skirt. I was like, Fred. I was like, fuck, cheat, Fred. You gotta do it. You gotta cheat. I was all in.
She has also like aged really well. She was in John Wick. I was like, you are still good at acting. I loved her with the two dogs.
She was dope.
She was dope.
It was fantastic. That movie though, that and Uncut Gems. I was like, bro, can y'all just have a sandwich? It's too much.
Yo, I maxed out on action on John Wick 3. I was just like,
Tone. I was numb. Like somebody had my eyes open. I was just like, okay, I can't. Because it was too much action. In the weekend.
Oh man,
you probably died.
The kids watched all three. I remember the boys came and petitioned me and Melissa to watch John Wick.
They were like, give us this action.
They were like, listen, we know how you feel about rated R films, and we respect it. However, we're both, you know, in middle school now. John Wick is only rated R for violence, not sex, not even that much cussing. So please, as a family, let's watch it together and see how you guys feel.
Fair.
Me and Melissa were like, this is a fair... They were like, our kids cuss at school all the time. So if you think it's the cussing... You can't protect us from that. And, you know, so we're like, well, fair, you know, and we know the blood's fake and, you know, the gore, we feel like we can handle the gore. And I respected that they had a qualified argument more than anything. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to watch John Wick. So I was like, you know, we had a little meeting with me and Melissa and then we allowed it. And it was great. That's the best part about parenthood, when your kids start to watch the movies that you like. Oh, you don't have to just watch the stuff that they like. When my kids were into like Marvel films, it was great.
Because you all in as well. So it's the best of both worlds.
I remember the worst part of parenthood in movies, though, was at the end of the first Avengers, because we always watch movies at our theater. It was boys in two and then me and Melissa two behind them. So they feel like they're on their own, you know. And when Spider-Man died in the first Avengers, Isaiah looked back at me like I could stop. And he was like, come on, man, you see what's happening? He had tears in his eyes. I was like, I'm with you. He was like, hey, what kind of father are you? You see what's happening? People are dying left and right. Spider-Man, the theater. He was like, Mr. Stark. Stark.
He did the extra talking. He was like, slowly fade. Everybody else faded quick. But he was like, Mr. Stark, it's cold. My feet, I can't feel them. I'm sorry for the cereal. I didn't clean up. Man, my Aunt May, listen. All right, Spider-Man, just disintegrate. Making this too tough.
He did have the slow
movie
burn.
Theater was so silent when everybody disintegrated. It was like, silent in there,
because movies don't end like that anymore. So we're always like waiting for something to happen. The good, like the last movie before that was Sunset Park. I remember Sunset Park ended, and the dude got his shot blocked. He got his shot blocked, and the movie was over. I was like, "What?" They were like, "Time to get live." 3, 2, 1, boom! He blocked it out of bounds. That's it.
That's real life, though, man. You're going to lose this game.
Sometimes your shot gets blocked and the game is over. You lose and you're still poor. I was like,
I kind of wish Love and Basketball would have ended when he dunked on her. When he dunked on her, I was like, yo, he really don't give a fuck. Like, he was like, because it's different for him to beat her. But he elbowed her, knocked her to the ground, and was like, blah. I was like, yo, he really don't
Play me for your heart.
He dunked on her, yo. After the elbow.
And he played her like a regular man. Like boxed her out, dunked on her.
Check ball.
He checked the ball hard. She jammed her thumb. He didn't care about the jam.
And then when she missed that layup, and she almost cried because she knew it was over. Like, he's been in the league. Even though he has a knee injury, he's been in the league. You missed that layup. It's
for
a
your
wrap.
Heart. Your heart.
Yo, no lie. One of my boys, a girl tried to do that to him. She didn't even hoop like that. And he was hooper. He was like, play me for your heart. He was like, check up, 11-0. Stop talking to me. Stop calling
me. Check ball. You're going to get crossed out.
He crossed her over. He pushed
her. Ankles was too. She was like, your heart. She fell over to the side.
He pinned her against the backboard. He was relentless.
You got to do it.
That's how you got to do it, man.
And then that's real life.
When he hit her with the double or nothing, I was like, okay, fine. Because I honestly wanted them to be together because I wasn't feeling Tyra. But I was at the same time, though, the baller in me was like, yeah, dunk on her, bro. She got to know.
Yes.
You got to know. Like, ain't no easy wins out here.
Listen, I remember when the first WNBA game happened, and I was like, okay, like, I wonder if this league's going to be successful. And Lisa Leslie got hung in the first game, and I was like, well, It's gonna be a tough hill. Like, she had a breakaway. I remember I was watching this game. Yeah. Breakaway, fast break, boom. And I was like,
she missed a dunk, and everybody on the bench was like, they took a puff from the throat and they was like, this league is
horrible. So everybody in the stands was like, all right.
But I took my kids to a WNBA game, and it was the most fun I've ever had at a professional sporting event in my life.
I couldn't do it.
That's dope.
And one of my favorite memories is when the women won the 96 or 98 World Cup, I think. 98. Mia Hamm and Brandi Chastain.
Yeah.
I was all in, bro.
Brandi Chastain too.
Pulled the jersey off. Ah! I was like, I am so proud to be American right now because they were dominating.
They were killing. Men's team ain't never won shit. Like, when it comes to wages, when it comes to soccer, I am all for women should make more.
Oh, women should have the NBA of women's soccer. They are that far above the men.
It's not even
soccer team just embarrasses us. Okay.
Devin, like, he's got in trouble.
I know, right? That was serious business.
That was
right?
Looking at his face. Was like, you gonna beat me now?
Like, somebody was behind
took the unit off.
Like,
sorry, guys. She said I need to be serious.
Take it off.
Looked up like, huh?
Take it off.
Like, she told him to go to bed before he started this, and he snuck on the call. But I want to be in the podcast with my friends. Did I tell you I had to go to bed? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right.
Maya, though, what's going on in the world today? We've been rambling.
Oh, snap. We're supposed to have topics?
I mean,
yeah. We'll go to questions. We'll go to questions. We can skip the topic.
It's 48 minutes in.
Here's a good question. TM asks, Tony, you said friendship is the main component in a relationship, which I agree with and tried to explain to some guy friends when we were talking about girls and women. But their response is, no, I don't want to be your friend. So why are guys so adamant on not giving women the opportunity to get the to get to know them before dating them? Why don't guys want to be friends with girls?
I'm confused. Like, I'm confused on the...
Is he talking about already in a relationship or is he... Because it sounds like he's just trying to smash right here. I'm talking about long-lasting relationships.
They're not in a relationship. I think TM might be one of our female listeners, but regardless, when she was asking or he was asking, do you want to be friends with a girl before you date her? And they said, no, I just want to date them. I don't want to be friends first. So what do you think about that? Why don't guys want to be friends with women before they date them?
Because a lot of times with guys, on the honest tip, they just don't value them outside of sexual attraction. So when they say stuff like that, there's no real value of the woman. It's just like, she's fine. I want to smash. So I'll do what I got to do to get that. And we could just smash for a time. But, you know, the friendship, if you want to have something long lasting, I feel like the friendship is key. And so you got some dudes that'll be like, I like her as a friend too, but I'll smash as well. You know, I'll do that as well. But, yeah. You know, but the dudes like that, you know, they don't want nothing long term.
I guess I'm confused on, like, does she mean, like, you meet a person and you're like, I thought the friendship was, like, the dating part. Like, you're becoming friends. Like, is she saying you have to be friends first and then we go on a date? Like,
well, she wants to know why guys don't want to be friends with women before they date them. Or in general, why don't they want to be friends with women?
Because I had a ton of women friends, but I never was like, I need to be a friend. And then... I just like I, when I met Tony and Kev, I wasn't like, we got to, I don't know. I just feel like friendship is such an organic thing. I'm really confused on what she means and I might just not be getting it, but friendship is just something that just happens.
Mm-hmm. No, what it sounds like she's saying is when it comes to the getting to know you dating realm, dudes, and I've seen this several times, they not really concerned with the friendship aspect. Or like, you know, if a girl is like, I'm not interested in dating right now. And then the dude's like, well, dude, man, fuck you then. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hang around. Like, because, you know, they'll hit you with the, we could be friends. We could be cool. But like, nah, forget all that, man.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing, you know. And then there's no, you can't even develop into like a relationship through the friendship because you then cut it off because she told you, I'm not ready to, you know, date like that. And so from a woman's standpoint, if that is a woman asking the question, a lot of dudes have that mentality of just like, I ain't trying to be your friend like that.
Okay.
You know, they feel like they suckers too. Like, you know, she curves you and you still giving her a ride to the airport, man, you suck. You're like, no, like, she's cool though. Well, nah, we ain't trying to.
But I get that on the, so thanks for the explanation. I got it now. I feel like if a woman said, I'm not interested in dating, then that's fine. I think a lot of dudes will take it as, you're not interested in dating me. You went out with him. So like, if she's not dating anybody, I don't see the harm and the friendship thing. If she just ain't feeling you, I understand how somebody would be like, well, then forget it. Like, I don't, what I'm gonna sit around here and hang for? I this is never gonna happen. Why am I friend zone myself?
What if she's a cool person and legitimately has something to offer in your life?
Yeah, I mean,
does
I say
it matter that she's not
like
willing
said,
to sleep with you?
No, I had a ton of female friends. I wasn't tripping. If you was cool, you was cool.
A lot of
he said is true. A lot of men don't know how to interact with women if they can't have sex with them. Or if that prospect is there, they don't know how to have relationships with them that are strictly friendship, strictly platonic, strictly business. It's just like sex. No? Okay, nothing. It's like, no, but there's friendship. Nope. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why that's a lot. We're just trash as you know, it just a lot of times we're just it's hard a because lot of it's not necessarily you. Like I'm not like that, but I know men who are like if there's no sex.
Oh yeah.
I know a majority. Day. It's not even like majority. I know. It's like I know a few guys. No, most of the
majority. Be like,
all right, I'm good.
She wasn't talking about nothing, man. She was talking about some friendship, and we was cool. And even sometimes people have to grow on you, you know, on the attraction tip. You know, you just be like, you know, you might not be into this person right away, but over time, you're like, man, she cool. I like her, man. Like, more than, you know, they don't even allow that, you know. And when something grows like that, a lot of times it's more sustaining going forward because they put the time in to actually value them as people outside of the smash. So
just playing devil's advocate, I get if you're approaching somebody on the strictly dating tip, I get how you could be like, nah, I'm good. If y'all were just hanging out anyway, and then you develop feelings and she still was like, no, let's just be friends. Well, she was already cool. You got to be the friend. Like, I guess I understand if you're coming like this was my mission and you cut off the mission, why would I, you know, want to be, this is not what I'm here for.
Right.
And I get that. I get that when women do it too. Like, I've had women say that. Like, I'm like, oh no, but you cool. I'm not trying to be cool with you. I got enough friends. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Keep it real.
If that's your mission, I get it. If that's your, like, this is what I want though. I'm not interested in getting to know you.
I don't know what else to tell you, man.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
It's like, right.
Well, bye then. You're ugly. Like, okay. Nah, I'm ugly.
All right, now I'm ugly, okay.
But if I feel like if a woman really is interested in a man, he should want to get to know her. He should want to be like, if he approached her out the gate even and was like, yo, I want to take you out. She's like, nah, well, can we hang? Like, well, still, if you are genuinely interested in her and her being, you should be able to hang out and be cool without, you know, other stuff. And like Tony said, you might grow on her, or she might grow on you or whatever. Or y'all might figure out we would suck at dating, but we're dope friends.
Yes,
exactly.
I have friends like that where we actually tried it, and then it was like, this is trash. Let's be buddies, and then we're buddies. Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot about that too, and I was the guy. Like, I grew on. Like, you know, I'd be like, I would get curved initially. Like, all right, cool, but I would still just be cool. Next thing you know, so tell me. Oh,
you're naked?
Huh? Well, what do you know? I thought she wasn't interested anymore, you know. And that was just from being like cool and regular. And they see that and be like, you never know. But a lot of dudes, you know, they cut it off before they could have got it eventually. They was impatient.
Oh yeah.
But a lot of dudes' personalities is trash.
That's also true.
They can't hold a conversation. They can't. They're just trash.
I don't get it. I don't know why women, when I see us, I'd be like, I don't know what you get. I see my body and me naked. I'm just like, okay. If you're allowing me to be on top of you, I mean, more power to you. I don't see the appeal personally. And if I weren't funny, I don't know what I would have. If I weren't tall and funny, at least, that's all I got going. On the body tip, it's just like,
ugh. People underestimate Kevin's height.
People always think
they underestimate Kev's height.
They only see this much of me, and a lot of people are small. People are like, "Oh, you are like, bro."
When I first met Kev all deaf, I was like, "Oh, you're a man." I thought you were just some guy. You're a man.
A lot of people are not taller though. I'm 6 foot. Tony, what are you? 6'2"?
No,
Tony?
You're 6'2".
What am I?
You're barely shorter than Tony.
I haven't gotten measured in a while. I've just been saying 6 foot since I was in college. I actually don't know.
You're 6'1", 6'2", for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. You said, Tony, you said you're 6'2"?
Mm.
Yeah, Tev, you might be the 6'1", 6'1" and a half.
Maybe. This is good news for me. Y'all don't know the joy I had when I finally hit 6 foot, no shoes in college. It was better than graduating. I was a freshman. I was like, I'm 6 foot, guys. All right, what's next?
Six is just like I don't know what it is.
Six is the best.
I remember when I hit 5'11 and 3/4, and I was like, all I need is a quarter inch. All I need is a quarter inch. And it never came. The quarter inch never came. But in my mind, I was like, but I don't walk outside barefoot.
That's the
I'm
thing.
I'm going to get that quarter inch. So when I'm in the streets, I'm 6 foot.
You put forces on? You're 6'2". Forces were cheating the game.
You forces are big on the bottom.
Fourth. What'd you say, Maya?
You could do yoga to get, if you just need a quarter of an inch, you could do yoga and just.
Oh, right.
I'm who I am. Really? I don't care.
Do
now.
Some yoga. Yeah, check it out.
Well, I only cared about the height for sports. Like now, I'm telling jokes. I could shrink 3 inches. I don't care. Cotty's here. He ain't going nowhere. I don't need to be tall anymore ever again.
You good.
I got my woman, sports is over, I'm done.
When I wear Timberlands, I'll be like 6'5".
Yeah. Tim's are the most uncomfortable shoe in the world, though.
Timberlands are having me like, what's going on, everybody?
You know why they're uncomfortable?
Because we don't tie them?
We don't wear them right. It's not that the shoes uncomfortable. When you tie That's your true. Tims like they're supposed to, they're actually a very comfortable boot.
That's a good point. The way you wear Tims to be cool.
So it's just like.
They're clunk city, man.
Yeah, they're flipping all over.
I had to give them up. In college, I was like, I'm not walking around campus doing this. It's too much to keep them on.
Feet sliding all over the place. If we wore them like they're supposed to, then they would be fine.
Yeah,
I love Tims.
Timberlands are work boots, and black people were like, no.
Nah, man.
They are ours now. I've never even seen nobody working in Tims. I've only ever seen black people wear
them. It's blasphemous at this point. Like, hey, you out here doing construction in Tims? The wheat Tims? How dare you? I pull up to the construction, like, what are you doing? It's like when I see people working out of the gym in some J's. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, yo.
You got the Jordan 1s on the weight bench treadmill? What are you doing?
They're beyond athletic shoes now. They're
Jordans were a basketball shoe, and they have turned into a fashion. If I see somebody hooping in Jordans, I'm like, what? What are you? The basketball shoe. I'm like, no, it's not. Yes, it
what
is.
What are you doing?
No, the ones are hard to play ball in though. Them are some hard.
Jordan
heavy
has
shoot.
Said he even said in the documentary they were a bad, but they weren't for basketball. That's why they're a better fashion shoe.
Yeah,
but the 11s and all those others, they're basketball shoes. But it's like I would never hoop in those.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones are a horrible basketball shoe. They're like when people were. I mean, at one time people hooped in Chuck Taylors. So
I remember when I used to play ball on the military base. If you didn't have basketball shoes, they would issue you Chuck Taylors to play in. And your ankles will die. I don't know how Dr. J's feet didn't fall off. They're just canvas on a piece of rubber sole. There's nothing.
Trash. Just walking to make you feel like you played a full game. He's like, I walked a mile. You got blisters. You in there with your feet.
I'm going to get you sucker toes.
Yeah, man. This one
like
walking.
They be trying to diss old athletes. I'd be like, old athletes, you got to give them more respect. Like, obviously. People get bigger, faster, stronger. The games are advanced. What these kids are doing now, we couldn't do back then. Like, obviously, we know that. Yes, athletes are better. But you got to respect. How good would you be if you was hooping in Chucks right now?
And they had a six-pack of beer during halftime.
Right.
And still came out 1-for-20.
And then football players would get a job in the offseason. They was doing construction. No Tims. Probably doing construction in the Converse. And then would go run a 100-yard dash. You got to respect that.
And smoking the cigarette out the neck.
Out the playoffs.
They was doing it for the love back then.
For the sheer love. Can you imagine being in the NFL and then next thing you're just picking up big blocks of ice and putting them in the refrigerator? Like,
man, I had 2 touchdowns yesterday, man. It was a good game, man. Whew, they working at the steel mill, they pressing buttons in the
lobby. They were real Steelers, Tone. They were Steelers on Sunday, and then they worked at the steel mill on Monday.
Yep. I got practice tonight after work. Clink, clink. It was like real work. They in there. Greasy
lunch pail.
I gotta lay it off.
Metal lunch pails.
They bought the thermos. Wipe.
The thermos with the booger green.
You had a rough day at work.
That's real work.
Because that means the hands. It's not getting the sweat off enough.
You can't use your hands because your hands are bloody and blistered. So you can't. So you have to go full forehead.
Oh my god!
Every day, 10 hours a day.
Like, I'm not condoning it, but I understand why people beat their families back in the day. Like, after what you were, after what you went through all day, just clinking all day, and somebody has the nerve to leave a roller skate in the floor, I'm killing everybody. I'm killing all of you.
We got to get Kev out of here, though. We got to get him out of here so he can go to the dance.
All right, I'm coming. Listen. All right, I got to go, guys.
Listen. Thank you, Kev.
I love y'all, man. I'll see y'all later.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. We tackled one question.
You're right. We were all over the place.
Don't forget, if you have questions for us, ask us in the comments section on YouTube. We'll tackle them on the show. Hopefully, we'll get to them. You got anything going on, Keon? You need to?
Hell no. It's the same old.
All right.
We ain't doing nothing. Just YouTube. Just subscribe to my YouTube, guys. And for those of you who have, I really appreciate it. They was like, oh, man, you know, we were late, but this is cool. Like, so appreciate it.
Get in on that. You can catch me on Twitch, Tony Baker Comedy on Twitch. Thank you, Maya, for holding us down as usual. And you can buy my ringtones. I got the Damn Rudy ringtone and the Skip That Diddly D ringtone. You can get on iTunes or Tunes if you have an Android. And those are available now. So, all right, peeps, stay safe. And we out here.